So if you're not able to do something, is it that we take that this is not my nature and stop endeavoring? Or is it that we still keep trying so that eventually we will succeed in that? So how do we decide this? Yes, generally speaking, in any field, if you want to do anything constructive, it is very rare that success falls into our lap at the first go. Even if a person is very talented in a particular field, so even if a person is very good at music, they also have to spend hours and hours practicing. At that time, they become good. So everybody faces failures in life, or everybody faces less than success in their life, then through which they have to persevere. So it is not simply a failure in doing something that is the basis of deciding whether this is my nature or not. Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita that we understand our nature by guna karma vibhaga. Guna karma. Guna is quality, karma is activity. What that means is that when we are doing something that we are meant to do, then we feel comfortable doing it internally. And not only do we feel comfortable doing it internally, karma means, so guna means inner comfort. And karma means outer competence. We are good at doing. So when we are doing something according to our nature, then we feel comfortable and we are competent at it. Even if results don't come in a big way, in a dramatic, in a sensational way, still we get a sense of fulfillment in doing that itself. Yes, we all have a human need for appreciation. We all have a human need for recognition. If I'm doing some work, I would like that people appreciate that. People recognize that. But there are some things which we will do even if no one recognizes it. We just feel at home doing it. So basically, sometimes, so if we feel comfortable and are competent at doing something, then even if external success doesn't come, still we can persevere at that. And then, over a period of time, by persevering repeatedly, success will come. So often there are, in self-help kind of literature, they talk about how some authors, they try to write a book and they 30 publishers, 40 publishers rejected their books. And then some publisher took it and their book became an international best-selling phenomenon. Or any in different field, there are stories like this. So now, in these cases, you see that these people are driven to that particular thing. They can't live without writing, can't live without inventing, can't live without doing a particular thing. That's what they're driven to. So what such examples often don't talk about is that not everybody is similarly driven to that thing. So if we are not comfortable, we are not competent at doing something, and again we keep trying to do something, that's like beating our head against a wall. We only end up hurting ourselves. So when we have tried something and it's not worked out, then rather than just deciding, I'm going to do it, I'm going to give up. Rather than going to either of the extremes, we can just take a break, calm down, distance ourselves from the situation, and introspect. Write down our thoughts and then evaluate for some time. Now, why is this important to me? Why do I want to do this? We go deep within ourselves and check, is this because somebody else told me that this is what you should do, or I'm trying to prove to someone else I can do this, or is this something which I have been inspired to do? So that way, when we separate external impositions from our inner calling, then we can decide whether I should persevere in a particular course of action or I should change course. Does that answer your question? Any other questions?
Ask later.